All right. Hey, party people. I just woke up. It's 10 o'clock at night here, and I'm probably going to go back to bed. I just got off the phone, and I need to make something very, very clear to everybody, because as much as I'm reporting things that are happening here, it's important that y'all understand that I'm a dark-skinned woman first in Egypt. American, I don't give a fuck. There's a stigma here for dark-skinned women. How do I know this? Well, I came home and I was frustrated. I was okay, but I was frustrated because that man skipping me in the mall was something different. Because, you know, like I've been telling y'all, they talk to me a certain way, they treat me a certain way. I'm not getting my grapes, and it's all starting to come together. And someone asked me on the WhatsApp, "Was it your dialect? Was it when they heard your American accent, did that change how they treated you?" And I'm like, no, motherfucker, they was treating me this way before I ever said anything, right? So we've romanticized Egypt, and it does not deserve our imaginations in that way. Now, I say that because you may come here, and you're light as a feather, your skin tone, and you're treated totally different. I need y'all to understand, I was in a mall that is a size, is huge. And it was people there. It was enough people there for me to be able to realize, you the darkest person in here. Like, it ain't that many, like, brown skinned people walking around this mall. So I get it. And I'm not frustrated in a way that is resonating with my audience. So your money, your time coming here, there's a certain desperation in how you'll be treated. Because it's either super aggressive based on who you are, what you are. I'm a dark-skinned woman. So I came in this understanding because I had done the research. I haven't seen any men outside of the Egyptian men. And they all look Egyptian. But this color thing is real here because I'm not seeing dark-skinned people on the whole. Now, school hasn't started, and I'm sure the landscape will change. But I met a woman who was Afrikaans. For those of you who don't know what I'm saying she's a white woman from Africa. She's a Charlize Theron, so to speak. Very pleasant woman. Met her daughter. And one of the things she told me is, you know, when you get in the classroom, you know, focus on the good kids. Now, y'all, I'm from Oak Cliff. All we ever do is read between the lines. You learn that growing up in Highland Hills and Oak Cliff. So all I heard her saying was, there are going to be some kids that's going to disrespect you, and you're going to have to get over it. Now, initially when she said that, which was 2 days ago, I was like, I get it. But seeing how I'm being treated by grown people makes it even more prevalent that some little kid is going to say some off shit to me and I'm going to have to take it. And I'm not worried about these kids. I'm really not. Like, the children, I'm not. But your goddamn grown ass parents, if I get sent home, y'all, just make sure you got bail money. And I know y'all like, Kamika, don't. But I'm like, y'all better make sure. And if you like, well, you got over there, you got to get yourself out, then fuck you too, right? So it's just about to get interesting because I'm no longer willing to, I really have to be honest with y'all from an emotional standpoint because I don't want anybody to come over here thinking, well, my homegirl was over there and she was all right. No, you're not going to be all right if you don't have somebody here with you. Now, I'm in this Expats in Cairo group. There are three women on that group right now who don't live where I live who are having problems with their landlords. Now, I live on campus. All bills paid. It's not the best. You know, it's, you know what? It's actually nice. I actually could do this. It's just not what I'm... It's not American. It's not what I'm used to. But my accommodations are nice. I'm up on the third floor, and I have a whole side of an apartment to myself. And as modest as it is, it's doable. But I can't even imagine what these women are going through. All three of them are saying that they've been paying rent for months within the year of the lease. And all of a sudden, their landlords are coming to them saying that they're going to give them a 10% raise, which is illegal here. It's illegal to do that. But because of the language barrier, I got black. And one of the black women, she was like, I done already cussed him out. We done already went back and forth, whatever that is. Because somebody else was saying, well, try to be nice to your landlord. And y'all know, Americans, we're like, no, I'm not finna be somebody I'm not when somebody is unjustifiably doing me wrong. So she went in. She was like, no, I done already went in, so it's probably best for me to just move. And I feel her on that. And I'm gonna reach out to her and be like, look, let me Uber over to where you are and help you move. Right? So Egypt, you know, from the time I've gotten here, I've told y'all, it's a lot of men. It's a lot of men. There's a lot of men, and they ready to misunderstand anything. They're ready to make you feel like you're attracted to them. They are ready to talk to you any kind of way. And the darker your skin, the worse the respect. Okay? It's real. And if you're not strong enough to acclimate yourself in a way that doesn't diminish who you are without fully disrespecting them, you're not going to survive here. Point blank, period. As a dark-skinned person, the politics are real. Now, I know some of y'all, you know, light-skinned folk are like, well, I don't want that to happen to you no more than I want it to happen to me. Well, it might not happen to you because I'm talking skin color right now. And my family knows. My family knows that I've dealt with this all my life. So I'm kind of built for it. I know how to navigate my brown. I know how to navigate my melanin. But it's a lot of people who don't. It's a lot of people who think black is just black. And I'm like, no, it's levels to this shit. Not only is it levels to this shit, it's dimensions to being dark skinned. So the colorism that I've experienced in America is only, I'm only experiencing the foundations of it here. I'm experiencing the foundations of it. Am I in my feelings right now? Probably. But only because I realized after talking to someone today that I need to really emotionally be an observer here. And I've been avoiding that for the sake of entertaining y'all's little ears because you've never been over here and I ain't never been over here. And I'm not in any danger. The only trouble I'm gonna get into is if I say something out of place for my sanity, and I will. But I'm also smart enough and I got enough common sense to know what battles to fight and what battles I'm not interested in fighting. So I was so upset today that I came home and I finally got act three of stages started. So the beautiful thing about me is that my passion drives my art. That's another reason why I knew I could come over here and do this. My passion drives my art. So I came home, shut everything down, and was able to write. And I anticipate now that I've like had all of this like experience, and it's only day 5, I anticipate like having a cannon of shit done before I leave here, because I've already made some decisions, and one of those is I'm not going back out by myself. If I was a light-skinned woman, I would, because I know I would be treated differently, but I am not, and I am not going to pretend like my blackness is not a commodity, and it is not to be attacked. It is not to be manipulated. It is not to be controlled. It is not to be commanded to do anything outside of myself that I don't want to do. So y'all get ready for this year, because we finna do this. I am going to reach out to the sisters that are having problems with their landlords. If they got to move, then I'm going to get in an Uber and I'm going to go help them move. Because it's a plethora of us here. They're all, you know, mostly in Cairo and things like that. But this group that I'm in is showing up fire. Now, let me say this about the group. Yesterday, I was asking questions about SIM cards, because I knew I was going to have to come to the mall today and get the SIM card. So I'm asking the question. Or was it the SIM card? It wasn't the SIM card. I'm sorry. I asked the question about riding in an Uber by myself. Is it safe? What do I need to do? And I was getting advice, and somebody came in on the group and said, "Is that your real picture?" And I just thought it was one of the women. And I said, "Yeah, should I take it down?" Because I felt like somebody was about to say, "You know what? That's, you might want to take that down because, you know, they're predators and it's a really nice picture, yada, yada, yada." It's literally the picture. It's the headshot picture that I used. It's that headshot picture, y'all. Y'all know the headshot with the hair. It's a nice picture. It's a headshot picture. So I said, "Yeah, should I take it down?" "No, it's beautiful. Are you single?" So I immediately, and I've been in stealth mode since I was like 19, y'all. I understand when somebody is attracted to me and I'm not interested in that, I know exactly where to go. And I don't shut you down, but I'm definitely gonna go step by step. So the first thing I said was, "No, I'm not single, I'm engaged." "Is Kamika Spencer engaged?" "To her books and her writing. That's it. I'm a single woman and I'm out here. So I said, "I'm engaged." Then I get, "Oh, lucky guy." And I'm like, "Who is this?" And it was some dude named Lenny. His name was Lenny. So I proceed to tell Lenny, "Hey, Lenny, it's creepy to message a woman from a group that she trusts asking her if she's married or not." And of course he apologized. He didn't mean, but I said, I've already reported you. You don't get it. You know, your instincts are off. And that was that. So I don't know. I just feel really prepared and ready for this. And I thought that presenting it to y'all in a way that made y'all feel that I was safe was good. But to be honest, a lot of y'all are talking about coming here, and I'm like, as a tourist, you'll be okay. But I'm over here living, and I'm really set to say, fuck Egypt. Fuck this place, y'all. But that's for me and my dark skin self, so I'm not gonna put that on y'all. But the tombs have been raided. The people have been colonized, and not only are they colonized, they colorized. And, you know, I don't need nobody feeling sorry for me. I'm well aware of what I'm dealing with. I've done the research. It's extreme, though. It's extreme. And we're going to move through this. I'm going to continue to do this podcast. But I did feel like I really owed it to y'all to understand that my reporting, my observations are only going to get more political. They are only going to get more saturated in who I really am and the reason that I'm over here. I get it. I'm funny and I'm cool. I get it. Well, to some of y'all I am. But this is not about the jokes. This is about the reality of being a global citizen. And now it's about the reality of being a dark-skinned. And I'm not even that black. That's what's crazy. The one little guy I saw in the mall, I was like, shit, I need to find out his name and give him a hug. Because I know what this nigga going through. I know what he's going through. I'm a woman. He's a man. And as a man in a man's country that's colorized, I can only imagine. That poor dude is probably an alcoholic. I don't even know. So we're going to move forward. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Please turn your friends on because you never know who else might be out there dealing with it in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world. But I am determined to have fun, so much fun that I sent my aunt and my brother that clip from Jamie Foxx's comedy show where he talks about going to Africa and how musty the people are. You know, I was nice. I was very nice today about how musty that man was. But yeah, dude, it was the kind of funk that advances your language. You know, you learn how to say... you just learn new words, you know? You just learn new words, you know? Seared my nostrils off. Seared. You know, pulverized my senses, insulted my ability to smell. Yeah. So I'm not no more Mrs. Nice Guy. And today was tough. It wasn't just tough, you know, by being in Egypt. It was just tough with dealing with people who I need you to make decisions. I don't want to have to make those decisions for you. I'm not interested. It's not my life. So I'm choosing my battles. We start work on Wednesday. I am going to go to the campus tomorrow and just kind of walk around. Sunday is the day of the week. We work Sunday through Thursday. And I'm already like, that's a lie. They probably finna work me like a Egyptian slave. Bye.